and what it has been out of school when you've just been a wholeness, all gathered and wholehearted, giving yourself to something with joy. And finding the simpler the better, what is that thing that you could do each day that would help gather you back from the ways you've abandoned yourself or thrown yourself away? What would be a relief from the habit energy of fear, worry, holding to the past, frustration, perfectionism, pretension? And especially shame. Really questioning shame. And I'd also like to welcome you to consider maybe a month that you would honor or appreciate yourself. And making some kind of structure, just enough structure that you can remember to do it. So like three gestures a day of sweetness to yourself. And sometimes it's important to make the goal accessible enough so that you start, and especially when it's what it is that you'd be starting is something that you really love to do. So not making the idea of what you're going to do like 3 hours of meditation a day so inaccessible, so hard to get into. It's like having the appetizer so that you go into the dining room and remember to eat the good food. So what would be your appetizers? And keeping into account how the whole balance of lifestyle, how much it affects your inner world. So considering the possibility that what you eat and when you eat and when you sleep and how much you sleep and whether you rest during the day, whether you let yourself be up in the dark, which I highly recommend for meditation. All of these kind of small details, or you could say sweeping habits or aspects of lifestyle, can make or break the kind of thread of the spiritual transformation, the kind of process that can go on and sometimes can be on pause for 10 years. And after 10 years, do you look back and wish you hadn't paused? So being open to a daily practice of some kind of concentration.
Choose.
Off. And being open to some kind of practice of loving. Or you could say generosity to ourselves. Appreciation. Some kind of, we can say, practice of joy. So being open to the kind of events that help bring joy to you. Mm. And kind of planning them. So it's as I said yesterday, that in the practice of things that are true to us, like joy and stillness and honesty and love, there's a stage of the practice where it's awkward and kind of forced. And then there's the dropping into that where it's spontaneous and natural. Spontaneous is when it happens by itself, or it just suddenly comes about. One of the things that is the most supportive for myself and for most people is actual human contact. So actually being with another person or other people. So there are good books, and there are good recordings, and there are good videos, and there are also not so good books, and not so good videos, and not so good recordings. There's so much out there that it can be overwhelming to begin. But it is great to have those resources that you could intuitively select what's appropriate or what's helpful for the day. But not to pretend that by social media, by technology, by long distance, we can have the full nourishment that we need. The importance of the atmosphere that you're in and how the atmosphere is created by human beings, for the most part. And immersion in nature where that's inspirational for you. But also immersion in a human atmosphere that brings out the best and brings out the courage to be with what's hard to be with, the bright and the dark. Not yet. No. Thank you. So one of the challenges is being vulnerable in human company where it's trustworthy, like making that part of your life, woven into your life. One of the challenges is making sure that there's enough of a daily encouragement to your being to continue its natural kind of progression. And one of the difficulties there is usually what's needed is so simple and easy and delicious that we're not in the habit of remembering to actually do it. We have that thing that we have to earn the rest time. We have that habit where we've got to do everything else first before we could be vulnerable with another person. We have to do all the hard things before we could allow the space for joy. So just reflecting on these few days together and really how it's mostly about simplicity, how not much has happened apart from Jessica's and Nico's storm of love that they created for us. For ourselves, not much has happened, and that's been what's been important. So to make time for nothing happening is something that we don't honor in our culture. And if we could allow it to happen, not by obligation, but through love, love of adventure. Love of subtle adventure. And when we notice that our momentum in the unfolding is slowing down or getting minimized and pushed to the edges, pushed to the sides, then what we need is more help. It's not that there's something wrong with us. It's there needs to be some more help so that the practice and the love can flow again. It's not that every day the meditation gets more expansive and more joyful, but in the larger picture, if you notice that you're feeling like what's important is drying up or falling to the side, then brushing also aside the guilt or the shame, the sense that it's your fault or that the teachings are to blame or whatever, like what's needed is more help. And when there's receptivity to help, the help can come. When there's receptivity, then our eyes are more open to see a poster that we didn't notice before, or that on our very street is a little sign of such and such of a class or weekly meditation group or whatever. And we can also be the inspiration for other people. So inviting a friend to go on a walk silently, or having tea with someone, but really starting from a sense of sinking down and spreading out and belonging, and allowing the words to come from somewhere else where they don't usually come from. And so now we have the chance to speak a little bit in the hall, whoever would like to. And just from this place of on the edge of having been in silence and leaving the retreat behind, allowing that unique event that it was to be over, where we could still feel like the wake in the water, the ripples behind the boat, can still get a sense of, in that simplicity, what has happened, what's come available, that usually we might present a certain persona, and in the resting and relaxing, what has come to the fore that's not usually available, and what has gone into rest that we usually fight the world with, or try to charm the world with, or whatever, disappear behind. And from the having our feet still in the silence, feeling the power of a word, the importance of words, and the importance of words that have their feet in the silence, and how that can resonate, how that can transmit something important, how that can transmit really what is necessary. It's not a side dish. So just feeling for now what kind of memories of the last few days together pop up, bubble up into your mind. And not dismissing the ones that you don't understand why they popped up. Maybe a difficult moment pops up. Maybe a silly moment pops up. Maybe a simple moment. And now just anyone feeling free to say what you feel important to say. So it might be what you feel important to live by. It might be just an important moment of the retreat, even if you don't know why it was important. Or it might just be important to you to speak in the group because that's a challenge. So you can feel free to use as many words as you like, or if it's easier, feeling for one or two or three, a few words that express what you can feel clearly to be the center of your heart, center of your life, the heart of your life, around which everything else could constellate. That everything else could be branches off of that trunk. So whether you like to say one word about that, or up from that, or whether you'd like to say more, feel free. And I'm not recording that part.
Being pregnant and being a Okay, we can try to.
Brought me some strong energy, past and strong energy that I had to hold or to care.
Mm.
So when I arrived in the land a few days ago, I put my tent just in front of the warrior who was sitting on his lion or lion. So I was kind of, this is my image for the retreat. And I took a walk yesterday afternoon by the sea, and I was looking at the storm. It was the low tide, and I found a storm with like look like a frog. So I took the frog, and I shared that little story to Jaya a little time before, and she said, "Oh, you can give some offer to the statue." So I found that stone look like a frog. So I put her the stone in front of the warrior and some little stone, other stone that I found just on the between the two legs of the lion. And yesterday night before I came here, I was late, I just completely forgot about the time, and a frog, a real frog, was in front of the was on the step on the anchor. Come here. And I was looking at the frog, and she or he was looking at me. And I was feeling, okay, this is something about the frog and the warrior and the lion. But I'm not understand for now. Because it's not so clear for me, the frog, what's going on, but it's a lot of rain today also.
Yeah.
So I'm just want to let know that, to share that story for myself and just for the fun for you.
Yeah.
and go back with that time. Just the synchronicity was juicy.
Yeah. It's lovely to be able to receive something not knowing what it is yet, but knowing that something's going on. And with retreat, that is really important. So many things that have gone on that we don't know yet, that maybe 1 year later we may know, 5 years later. Thank you. Anyone else feel free with one word or more words? It's not required to speak. But you can.
You said being pregnant and being on retreat is very special, and Allison and I feel that having a baby and being on retreat is also very special, and I know it can be trying for everyone else, sometimes babies, sometimes lend themselves to non-retreat-like atmospheres, so thank you for allowing us to have Rose on the retreat, everyone. And we've been a little bit sick the past couple of days, and we've just felt a tremendous amount of care from everyone. It's been so nice to be here and feel such love and have such wonderful food. It's just really nourishing. So thank you.
relaxed feeling. So I already mentioned in the Dana talk, but Nico and Jessica weren't here, so I need to find a way of, I can't help but speak about you in the Dana talk, but then you miss it because you're busy at that time. I was trying to express the overwhelming I just think of the lines in the Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, when he talks about generosity at the very end of this really beautiful writing about generosity. He says, in the voice of the prophet speaking, something like, most of all, don't let the sort of immensity of the gift become something that weighs you down, but in receiving it, let it be something that lifts up both the giver and the receiver. Because I know some of what you've done, and I know some of the way you've done it with so much care and craft and attention to detail and especially love. It's almost hard to bear, except that you seem to do it joyfully. Keep checking me.
Having fun.
Yeah, it seems like you're having fun, so then it makes it, that's the only thing that makes it possible.
No care.
No care. It's so much that it could be just not. No. None. It's just so absolute. Really something that like my mind can't actually believe has happened, except that it did. So I don't know what words could say to express. I just know I'm really, really glad that we could be here. And I several times felt like, oh, I really wish we were here for longer. And so also I can thank Gyan and Gayatri and also Gemma especially. Well, Gyan also especially. It's not easy to have to deal with another retreat. So last night he stole Jessica's notepad and pen and was writing scribbles on every single page front and back so that the retreat couldn't go on because she wouldn't be able to write anymore. But this morning he said, I like this place, but now I've seen all the turkeys and I've seen all the ducks and I've seen all the and I'm ready to go. So, and then especially thanks to Ben and Gemma for being with the kids. It's not always playtime. Sometimes it's pretty unfun in the morning when there's crankiness or whatever. be there with the kids so that we could be together in the hall is another kind of unbelievable act of generosity. I said a lot about the food in the Donna talk. I'll tell you again. Of thanks and praise in all the languages. So just to know that we were provided with a kind of container, if you will, or a kind of set of circumstances that could help us go in sweetly and deeply. And that has happened, and now it's almost over. And so what things might change inwardly, and not to blame yourself, just to know that that's natural. When there's different factors outside, there'll be different experiences inside. And diving under to the deep okayness anyway, feeling the aliveness anyway, and giving yourself more time alone and quiet and in nature and in connection than usual, and then if that starts to become a new good habit, then great. But in this first week, allowing that extra time, if possible, of transition. Like springtime, when things are just coming up, they might need a little extra protection till they get stronger. Questions or anything to say?